Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our next guest is a poet and professor here to preview this year's Tidal Echoes Literary Launch Party on Friday. Welcome to the show, Emily Wall.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here.
It's nice to have you here. You're holding right now the new edition, the 2019 edition of Tidal Echoes. How's it feel?
It always feels a little bit like Christmas morning when they come out. Alaska Litho brings the boxes and my students and I rip them open. It's pretty exciting. It looks beautiful this year.
That's great. How many years have you been involved with this?
This is my 13th year being faculty advisor.
Okay. You yourself, you're a published poet. You've been teaching for a long time. What is this journal sort of in the scope of other journals, and what's it mean to put something like this together?
That's a great question. This is probably one of my most favorite parts of my job. The idea that we came up with when we originally wrote the grant for the journal was to create a regional journal, because there's a lot of work being published in Alaska, and particularly in Anchorage and Fairbanks, and we wanted something that highlighted the region and something that gave our students an opportunity to publish. And most undergrad institutions like ours have a journal for the university. And it's only that university and the students publish in it. And we wanted to give them a publication that was bigger than that. So if they published, they could say, I'm in a regional journal. So there were sort of a lot of pieces about what we wanted to achieve with this, but that was kind of the original idea.
Okay. If somebody hasn't seen this journal before, how would you describe it?
It's book-sized. It's perfect bound. Every year we feature an artist and a writer in the featured artist this year is Wayne Price, and so the cover has this gorgeous image of one of his totems. Allison Krein is our graphic designer, and one thing I love is that she does completely different stuff every year. Like, they're all the same size, same binding, but color schemes, art, everything's very different every year.
We have a picture of that at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon if any of our listeners would like to see that. Do you have an example of some of the work you can share with us?
I would love to. So one thing that I'm particularly proud of with this journal is that usually by their senior year, students start getting work accepted into it. And I would love to read a poem by Mindy Blackman. She's had 4 workshops with me, I think. She's going to graduate soon. And this is one of my favorite pieces she's ever written. It's about tattoos. It's called Take a Good Look. Red lines paint and hug my body. And multiple needles carved into my skin give me an armor of life. Like the koi that swims up my thigh, I have been bred to be vibrant and beautiful. But I am done being fragile. I am the dragon that soars and spirals up my arm. I will breathe fire and wear my skin like scales of chainmail. I will flaunt my medals of honor. That's Mindy Blackman.
Wow. Armor of life.
Yeah, she's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Allison paired this in the book with this incredibly beautiful pen and ink carving of form line by one of the artists, Adelaide Johnson. So it's kind of a gorgeous page that has this form line drawing and then Mindy's dragon poem.
All right. So far we've heard of poetry, carving, form line. What else can we find inside the journal?
So we have some fantastic short fiction, some beautiful nonfiction, a couple really intense memoir pieces. There are a whole range of poems, long poems, haiku, all kinds of things. There's for art, we have some gorgeous photos, watercolor. We have some pen and ink. We have some beautiful photos of carvings. Wayne is our featured artist, so we have photos of his work in here. Kune Lance Twitchell is our featured writer, so we have poems from his new manuscript that he's just completed. So all kinds of good stuff.
Exciting. So the launch party is this Friday at 7 p.m. What can we expect there?
Good. So the doors open about 6:30, and we're going to have snacks, cookies, chips, that kind of thing. And the journals will be for sale, $5. We try to keep the price really low because we want everyone to buy one and them to get everywhere. And so you can just kind of talk and hang out. And then we'll start right at 7. And usually what we do is the students who run the journal, there's three students who edit this journal are running the evening. They'll introduce themselves. We have five readers who will read just their short pieces. We often ask people, does anyone want to read? And in particular, this year it's special because we have two U.S. faculty, Ernestine Hayes, who right now is the state writer laureate, is going to read a piece. And Saul Neely is going to read an accompanying piece written by an inmate in Lemon Creek. And then Kune Lance Twitchell will read from his manuscript and do a short Q&A with the audience. And then Wayne Price will talk about his work. He's going to bring in a paddle, some of his tools, and do a short Q&A. So the whole thing is about an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow. So that's this Friday, doors 6:30, starts at 7 at the UAS Lecture Hall, did you
UAS
say?
UAS Egan Lecture Hall.
Got it.
Yeah. And it's a free event and relatively family friendly, so kids can come if they want.
So you said this is one of your favorite parts of your job. It's every year, right?
It is. It comes out every April.
It must be a lot of work, though, too, right?
It is a lot of work. It's amazing. I was telling my students in August we started with AIR. but I have three students every year who intern and become the editors, and they do the bulk of the work. So I guide them and help them. But it's about 700 hours of work we figured out once. For just me and the students, not including the amazing staff like Amy Bannerman and Allison Krein, who also work on it.
Well, congratulations. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Professor Emily Walsh. She is part of the crew that is releasing Tidal Echoes, their regional literary journal, this Friday at UAS. It's a free event, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 in the UAS Egan Lecture Hall. Just a host of artists and writers speaking this Friday. Sounds great. Emily, thanks so much. Is there something we're missing, something you'd like to share with the audience?
We just really invite everybody to come. Everyone's welcome. We love how this brings the community together, so please come.
Thank you.
All of the books on my shelf are unread. I keep them there so that they will impress. When you come to stay, you'll be swept